You're listening to Luke's English Podcast. For more information, visit teacherluke.podomatic.com. Hello everyone, this is Luke. Welcome to the podcast. Today's podcast is all about Michael Jackson, because of course he famously died recently, a couple of weeks ago. So this podcast is dedicated to Michael Jackson and is about Michael Jackson. So you're going to first hear some of my friends from London talking about Michael Jackson. So you'll be able to listen to some real Londoners giving their opinions on different parts of Michael Jackson's life. I will explain what they said. So if there are things that you don't understand, don't worry, because I'll explain everything that they said. And finally, at the end of the podcast, the language section will be about passive verb forms. Passive verb forms, okay? So if you're very interested, if you're just interested in the language section, the grammar, then you can skip to maybe the middle of the podcast and just listen to that. But I think that listening to my friends talking about Michael Jackson should be really interesting as well, and should give you lots of good, useful vocabulary that you can use in your lives when you speak English. Okay, so before I start with the Michael Jackson bit, I'd like to give you some news. So first of all, I've never actually told you which school in London I work for. Well, now's the time. So here we go, drum roll. It's the London School of English, which is, I think, a very good school. It's in the west of London. They've got two schools, actually. One is called Holland Park, where they do business courses, business English courses, legal English courses, and lots of other interesting English language courses. The second school that they have is called Westcroft Square, and there they teach general English and exam courses. So I've been working there for about 3 years now. And the news is that the London School of English has started a blog. So if you want to read about what is happening in London or what's happening at the school, and perhaps some news from the teachers there, you can read the blog. On the blog, you can also learn some vocabulary. The writers of the blog will actually teach you some vocabulary. If you don't know what a blog is, it's basically an online diary, if you like, where, in this case, teachers from London School of English write about, yeah, London, their lives, some news, or what's happening at the school. Okay, so if you want to visit that blog, you can. Here's the address. It's http://londonschoolofenglish.blogspot.com. londonschoolofenglish.blogspot.com. Okay? I will also put a link on the website so that you can just visit my website and click on the link, and it will go straight to the blog, right? I will be writing some entries or some posts on the blog too. So if you go there, you might be able to read some things that I've written, as well as things that other teachers at London School of English have written as well. Second bit of news is that I'm now on Twitter. So of course, Twitter is a very, very popular website now. It's basically a chance for people to update news about them, about themselves. So you can follow my news on Twitter, and my Twitter page, let me just give you the address. My Twitter page is http://twitter.com/English podcast. Again, I will put a link on my webpage, so you can just click on that and find your way to the Twitter site. Okay. If you don't know what Twitter is, well, I don't know where you've been living or what you've been doing, but basically Twitter is a very, very popular site now for lots of people. If you don't know what it is, just go to Google and type in Twitter, that's T-W-I-T-T-E-R, and you can see for yourself what it's all about. Okay, so that's my news. Next is going to be the little section on Michael Jackson. So here we go. Okay, so the big story in the news in the last 2 weeks, the big news story around the world, has been the death of Michael Jackson. Everybody knows about it. It's incredible because the news story spread around the world very, very quickly, mainly because of the internet. People were blogging details of the story. People were writing about it on Twitter and on Facebook. And so lots of people heard about Michael Jackson's death just within a few minutes of it being reported first on the news, on the internet. Everybody knows Michael Jackson. He's famous all over the world. Obviously, he became famous as a child. He was a child star. Then he became the king of pop and sold the biggest selling album of all time, Thriller. Incredible musician, incredible dancer, and very, very talented, but also very strange. And he had a very unusual and mysterious life. He had three children, but he never showed their faces. And he was also taken to court by some children and their parents over claims or suggestions or allegations that he had committed abuse or child abuse or child molestation. Later in his life, he was quite ill, quite sick, and quite weak. Many people said that it was because he was addicted to painkilling drugs. Lots of people were very shocked and surprised about how Michael Jackson's face changed over the years. He started out as a young black child, and then by the time he died, he looked completely different, of course. His skin had changed colour, and many people said that he had lots of plastic surgery on his face. But what do English people, or people from London, really think of Michael Jackson? Well, I thought it would be interesting for you, as learners of English, to listen to some people from London making comments about Michael Jackson. So I decided to interview some of my friends. So I interviewed, I think, about 7 or 8 people and asked them to talk for about 1 minute on a different aspect of Michael Jackson's life. So things like his music, his dancing, his children, his death, his face, and the court cases, for example. So what you're going to hear now is some of my friends giving comments about Michael Jackson and Michael Jackson's life. Okay, it's very good listening practice, of course, and also you can learn some useful and interesting vocabulary from these interviews. Okay, so what I will do is play you one interview, you can listen to it, and then immediately afterwards I will explain some of the things that each of my friends said. Okay, so the first person I interviewed was Kevin. And Kevin talked about Michael Jackson's music. So let's listen to Kevin then.
I do find that I quite like Michael Jackson's music. It's quite catchy and melodic. The only thing for me is the kid thing kind of stained it a bit. So every time I listen to it, I have to sort of put that bit out of my head. But I've got to admit, when I do hear a Michael Jackson tune, I do feel like getting up, doing a bit of the moonwalk and everything. So, my favourite Michael Jackson song is Man in the Mirror. I proposed to my girlfriend with that one, so it's got a special place in my heart. Obviously, if we have kids, probably won't like it as much, but it's good stuff.
Thank you very much, Kevin.
Yeah. Okay, I'd like to just explain some of the words that Kevin used there. He said that Michael Jackson's music was catchy. If something is catchy, it means that the music or the melody stays in your head. So if you hear the music in the morning, for example, if you hear a song in the morning, then in the afternoon, maybe the song is still in your head, or you might be singing the song to yourself. That means it's catchy.
so the song stays in your head. It's catchy. Melodic. He said that it was his songs were catchy and melodic. Melodic means that the melody is good, right? But he said that the whole kid thing, or the kid thing, stained it a bit. So he's talking about his favourite song, I think, here. That he loves Michael Jackson's music, but that the kid thing, or the problem with children, you could say, that Michael Jackson had, or the allegations of child molestation in his life, the kid thing, stained it. So if something stains something, it means that it kind of makes it bad, right? If you a stain is a mark on something. So, for example, if you can imagine, if you drop some wine on the floor, you will get a red wine stain on the floor. So the wine stained the floor. Well, for Kevin, he's saying that the child abuse allegations have stained Michael Jackson's music. So he can't enjoy the music so much because he always remembers, you know, the child problem, right? So the kid thing stained it a bit, right? As well, he said that his favourite song was Man in the Mirror. And he said, I proposed to my girlfriend with that one. Well, I think what Kevin means is that he probably used that song because it's quite a romantic song. He may have played that song to his girlfriend when he asked her to marry him. To propose to your girlfriend means when you get down on one knee and ask her to marry you, to get engaged to you. So Kevin's a very romantic guy, yeah? I think he's probably used a Michael Jackson song when he asked his girlfriend to marry him. What a romantic man. But I think, obviously, if he has children one day, he probably won't like the song anymore. Again, because the whole kid thing stained it for him. Mm. Right, so next you're going to hear Florence talking about Michael Jackson's face. Here's Florence.
Okay, so Michael Jackson's face, well, it's quite a weird face. It's probably one of the most famous faces in the world. I think the weirdest thing is when you just look at pictures of him as a child and he's completely unrecognisable. You wouldn't know that it's the same person. But I do slightly get the feeling that it's just going to fall off any minute, because it just looks really... I don't know, the skin just doesn't look normal. It looks very frail, very pale. Mm. And yeah, the fact that he denies having any plastic surgery or anything to change the colour, I just find very odd. I mean, you know, maybe there's some truth in it, but he's obviously had a lot of work done on it.
Yeah.
So yeah, I find the whole thing, it's quite depressing really, just that knowing that he must hate his face so much, or the face that he used to have so much, that he's changed it.
Yeah.
To the point where he just, you know, I mean, he doesn't look like a normal human being. He looks like some sort of weird, you know, parts of a face put together, really.
Yeah, it's just a little bit weird.
Yeah, very weird.
Slightly strange.
Very weird.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, so that was Florence talking about Michael Jackson's face. So let me explain some of the language that she used. She said, it's quite a weird face. Weird. Now, weird means strange, odd, bizarre, not normal. Weird. It's quite a weird face. She said, it's completely unrecognizable. Unrecognizable. So that means, if you can recognize something, it means you identify it, you know whose face it is. But if for example, you look at Michael Jackson's face when he was a child and look at his face as an adult, his adult face is unrecognizable. If you knew him when he was a child, but you didn't know him when he was an adult, so if you just knew him as a child and then you met him when he was an adult, you wouldn't recognize him. So his face is unrecognizable. You can't identify that it's actually him, because it's like a mask or something, unrecognizable. She said, I slightly get the feeling it's just going to fall off any minute. So what she means is that she thinks, or she gets the feeling, she thinks, she feels, that Michael Jackson's face is just going to come off, like fall off, right? Because it's fake or false. It's just going to fall off any minute. She said, it looks frail. It looks pale. So frail means weak, basically. Frail, weak. We often use the word frail to describe an old person who's very weak. Frail, like an old woman who can't walk up the stairs, for example, would be frail. So his face looks frail or weak. She said, he's obviously had a lot of work done on it. He's had a lot of work done. So to have a lot of work done means that he's had a lot of plastic surgery. So work. Often we use the word work to mean plastic surgery. She's had a lot of work done on her face. He's had some work done on his nose. It means that they've had plastic surgery done on their face, right? So she said, Michael Jackson's obviously had a lot of work done on his face. So there you go, that's what Florence said. Okay, what's next? So next it's Raphael, and he's talking about Michael Jackson's fans.
Yeah, so Michael Jackson's fans. I don't know, I mean, I feel a bit sorry for his fans, I think, actually, because I think he's one of these people with truly obsessive fans, you know, and it's actually, I mean, it's quite tragic, because some people have actually been killing themselves because they want to be with Michael, which I think is just, you know, completely mental, to be honest with you. I wouldn't really say that I'm a fan. I like him, or liked him, but I wouldn't say I'm like, I didn't have posters or anything like that. I had like one or two albums when I was a kid. But yeah, I mean, he's got a lot of them. And I think it was estimated that he was going to bring about £1 billion to London or something through these 50 concerts. So I guess that just shows you how many people were out there and how many people are going to be like pretty pretty devastated now that he's no longer with us.
Right, yeah, nice.
Okay, so that was Raphael from Liverpool talking about Michael Jackson's fans. He said, okay, first thing was, I feel a bit sorry for his fans. So if you feel sorry for someone, it means that you feel sad for them, right? So in this case, obviously, Michael Jackson's fans are all very upset and very depressed because Michael Jackson has died. So Raph said, I feel sorry for his fans. He's sad for them because they're very upset, okay? He talked about Michael Jackson's obsessive fans, or truly obsessive fans. If fans are obsessive, it means they're like really, really crazy about Michael Jackson in this case. So we've seen obsessive fans before. Obsessive fans may become like stalkers. They just are completely crazy about someone. The Beatles had obsessive fans. In fact, John Lennon was killed by an obsessive fan called Mark Chapman. That's another story. Okay, he said, Raphael said, it's quite tragic because some people have actually been killing themselves. So tragic just means like very, very, very sad, you could say. It's very sad. It's a terrible, terrible, sad situation. It's tragic because some people have been killing themselves. Some people have been actually committing suicide, killing themselves because of this. Raphael said, it's completely mental, right? Mental means crazy, insane, mad, right? It's completely mental. Raphael also said, it was estimated that Michael Jackson was going to bring about £1 billion to London. So he's talking about the 50 concerts that were going to happen in London, and it was estimated. So to estimate something means to guess. So it might be that, for example, maybe some people who worked at the O2 Arena looked at the number of tickets that could be sold and how much each ticket would be, how much profit could be made, and then they estimated that Michael Jackson might bring £1 billion to London. Wow, a lot of money. It's a pity that he died, really, because to be honest, our economy needs as much money as it can get at the moment. And finally, he said, it shows how many people are going to be devastated. Now, if you've listened to my other podcasts, I used the word devastated before, and devastated means really, really shocked, really sad, so shocked and sad that you don't know what to do, right? You're devastated, like really, really shocked and sad. Like many of his obsessive fans, when they heard that Michael Jackson died, they couldn't believe it. They were devastated. Okay, so that was Raphael. Now then, let's see what's next. Okay, next you're going to hear Shirley talking about Michael Jackson's death.
Well, when I first heard that he died, when I woke up in the morning and heard it on the news, it was a shock, but I think I was over it in about 5 minutes. I think it's all a bit hyped up. It's very sad that he's dead. It's very sad when anybody dies, but I don't really get it. I don't really understand.
Here doesn't mean good morning or good afternoon, right? Good morning. But morning here is spelled M-O-U-R-N-I-N-G. And mourning is like a feeling of deep, deep sadness after somebody has died. So a good example of mourning is that people, for example, might be crying a lot, and people wear black clothes because they're mourning Michael Jackson's death. So mourning means deep grief or deep, deep sadness after somebody has died. It's called mourning. Shirley said she had to watch the funeral on TV, or she watched the funeral because she said, I was in a situation where I didn't get to switch over. So to switch over means to change the channel on the TV. So Shirley was watching the funeral because she couldn't change the channel. She didn't get to switch over, right? So she had to watch the funeral because she had no choice. Even though actually she could have stopped looking at the TV, but I think she was quite interested in it myself, actually. But obviously she was in a situation where there was a TV on and she couldn't change the channel. So she was in a situation where she didn't get to switch over. So she just watched the funeral. She talked about lots of people jumping on the bandwagon. So jump on the bandwagon. Well, let's see. Often we use this idiom when you're talking about when something is popular and suddenly everybody likes it, okay? To jump on the bandwagon, right? So in this case, the bandwagon is that everybody's sad about Michael Jackson's death, okay? So everybody jumps on the bandwagon. I guess a bandwagon is like an old method of transport, right? To jump on a bandwagon. But the idiom means when everybody starts to do something because it's very popular, because everybody else is doing it. So it could be, I don't know, something like Twitter, right? Which is obviously a very popular website now that lots of people are using. So you could say, oh, I've jumped on, or he's jumping on the Twitter bandwagon, which means that, you know, he's just using Twitter now because everyone else is doing it and because it's very popular. Okay, so I mean, in the case of Michael Jackson's funeral, there were lots and lots of celebrities and movie stars, and they all wanted to say something about Michael Jackson just because it's the big story at the moment. Okay, jumping on the bandwagon. She said, everybody was his best mate. Now, a mate means a friend, and it's British English. So everyone was Michael's best mate. So that means everybody was his best friend, okay? She said he'd tried to keep the children out of the spotlight. So if you're in the spotlight, it means you're in the public eye. It means that everybody in the world can see you or read about you or hear about you. In the media, in the spotlight, in the public eye, in the attention, or everyone's attention is on you. For example, in the spotlight. Okay, so that's basically what Shirley said. Okay, so what's next then? Okay, now you're going to listen to Claudia, and she's talking about Michael Jackson's children. Here she is.
I suppose the first thing I think about when I'm trying to remember Michael Jackson's kids is Bubbles, his monkey, because that was the first thing I really associated with him when I was a kid. And then I guess didn't really think about his children much until he dangled blanket over the balcony and everyone thought he was nuts. And I know he's got three children, Paris, Prince Michael the first or second and the third or something. The little one's called Blanket, I know that. And I know there's a lot of scandal over whether or not they're his. He always covered up their faces so no one really knew. Some people thought it was to protect them, some people thought it's because he's a freak. so no one really saw them, but then when I did see them, they didn't look anything like him. Actually, the older boy, weirdly looked a bit like he does, or he did recently, after his plastic surgery and whitening of his skin. So I don't quite know how it works, but I think one of them has a different mother or something. I know there's a lot of discussion about what's going to happen to them now he's dead. I read somewhere that he wants Diana Ross to have them, but she's not that up for it. maybe his parents might have them. And yeah, I suppose the latest thing is that they've been revealed on TV and Paris has moved the world with her emotional tribute to her daddy. Yeah, that's about all I know.
Okay, so that was Claudia talking about Michael Jackson's children. Now, if you don't understand these comments, then obviously I'm explaining some of the vocabulary for you now. But I'll also type the comments on the webpage for you so you can read them while you're listening. Now, that's a lot of work for me. I don't know why I do it sometimes. I'm not getting paid for it. I'm just doing it for the love, just for the love of it, right? Obviously, if you want to, you can send me some money just to make me feel good about myself and just so I can go out and buy some food. Send me, £2,000, £3,000, that would be good. I'm joking, of course. You don't have to send me any money. But do send me some messages just to say how much you're enjoying the podcast, if you're enjoying it. Anyway, let me explain some of Claudia's comments. She said, I didn't think about his children much until he dangled Blanket over the balcony. Now, Blanket is the name of, or the nickname, of one of Michael's children, his youngest child, Prince Michael II, I think his full name is. But his nickname is Blanket. And to dangle Blanket, well, I think you probably, if you know about Michael Jackson, you'll know about this event. This is when Michael Jackson, I think, was in Paris. I think it was Paris. And all the journalists were outside his hotel. And Michael Jackson had his little baby boy. And he wanted to show the baby to the journalists. And what he did is he held the baby out over the balcony. So that's what dangle means. If you hold someone over a high place, you dangle them, right? And it was very dangerous and shocking, and everyone said it was very irresponsible when Michael Jackson dangled Blanket over the balcony. Ooh, it's frightening just thinking about it. Can you imagine what would have happened if he'd actually dropped the baby? God, it would have been absolutely horrific and terrible. He didn't, of course, he didn't, but it looked like he was going to drop him. Very frightening. That's when he dangled Blanket over the balcony. And Claudia said, everyone thought he was nuts. Everyone thought he was nuts. So if you're nuts, it means you're crazy, insane, mental, nuts. Yeah, it means mad. She said, there's a lot of scandal over whether or not they're his. There's a lot of scandal over whether or not the children are his. So a scandal is when, it's an action or an event which lots and lots of people think is really bad or really wrong, and it causes the public to be very upset or very angry about it. So in this case, it was a big scandal when he dangled his child over the balcony. And lots of people were very angry and upset. They said that he was a bad father. Big scandal. We use the word scandal for other situations, like a political scandal. So, for example, if Gordon Brown lied about something. Or when Tony Blair, people said that Tony Blair lied about the Iraq war, and that was a scandal. Everyone said, Tony Blair has to resign because he lied. So that's a big scandal. A recent scandal in the UK was about the expenses. This means that politicians lied about money that they were spending. They were actually spending the public's money on private things, and that was a big scandal. Claudia also said, Michael Jackson wants Diana Ross to have the children, but she's not that up for it. Diana Ross, of course, is a famous singer, and I think that Michael Jackson may have said he wanted her to look after the children after he died or something, but she's not that up for it. Now, if you're up for it, it means you want to do something, right? But if you're not up for it, obviously, it means you don't want to do it. You're not interested in doing it. So you might say, are you up for coming to the pub later? Which means, do you want to come to the pub later? In this case, Diana Ross was not up for looking after the children. She didn't really want to do it, or she doesn't want to do it. I'm not sure if Diana Ross does want to look after the children or not, but that's what Claudia thinks anyway. Claudia also said, Paris has moved the world with her emotional tribute to her daddy. So if you move someone, it means you make them, you move their emotions. You make them feel emotional. You can make them feel sad, usually, or very emotional. You move them. Usually, very, very beautiful music can move you, makes you feel emotional. But in this case, Michael Jackson's daughter, Paris, has moved the world, made the world feel very emotional with her emotional tribute to her daddy. A tribute is when you do something or say something to show respect for somebody. In this case, Paris probably explained what a great father... I haven't listened to Paris's tribute, but she probably said that he was a fantastic father and that he was very, very... a good dad, and that she's very, very sad. I hope it's not true. She ended up smashing her face on the tumble dryer. So to smash your face on something means you fall over and you hit your face on it. You hit your face on something. In this case, she hit or smashed her face on the tumble dryer. Now, the tumble dryer is something you find in the kitchen. It's a bit like a washing machine, but you use the tumble dryer to make something dry, yeah? Okay, so it looks like a washing machine, but actually it's used to make your clothes dry after you wash it. So this means that Michelle was trying to do a moonwalk. She slipped on the floor. She fell over. She smashed her face on the tumble dryer, which sounds like a really, really nasty accident, but she seems okay now. Okay. Then she said, my mum actually banned us from moonwalking in the kitchen. It's a typical thing that a mother would do after an accident. So she banned Michelle and her sister from moonwalking in the kitchen. So if you ban someone from doing something, it means you say that they can't do it anymore. A famous situation in this country would be the smoking ban. We used to be able to smoke in pubs or smoke in restaurants or public places, but then the government banned smoking. So now you can't smoke in public places, in public buildings. Another example might be if you drive too fast, the police will catch you. And if you drive too fast very often, then they will ban you from driving, and then you'll be banned from driving, right? You can't drive anymore, because the police say you can't. Michelle then said, the trainers didn't work. You need slippery shoes. So trainers means sports shoes, sneakers, whatever you want to call it. Trainers. In the UK, we call them trainers. Nike, Adidas, Puma, these are trainers, yeah? So she said, the trainers didn't work. You need slippery shoes. Slippery shoes are shoes that will slide on the floor, yeah? So if you want to do a good moonwalk, you need shoes that are going to slide or slip on the floor easily. if you look at Michael Jackson, when he does the moonwalk, his shoes slide and slip very easily because he's wearing slippery shoes. Okay, so that's it. After that, I interrupted Michelle and I said something like, I was surprised that Michelle's mum said that it was dangerous because they didn't have slippery shoes.
That's all.
Thank you. So that's Dong Jin there talking about how important Michael Jackson is to the Korean people, because he wanted to, you know, he understood that in Korea there are lots of problems. They've got the problem between North and South Korea. And I think what Dong Jin was saying there is that the Korean people really appreciate the fact that Michael Jackson wanted to go to Korea to perform to the Korean people in order to, you know, improve their lives, to give them some entertainment, because Michael Jackson understood that they, you know, had some problems and that probably people needed someone like Michael Jackson to come and just make them enjoy their lives, basically. Okay, now, I said at the beginning of this podcast that I'd do a language section, a grammar section about passive verb forms. But I think that this podcast is already a bit too long, you see. And I sometimes worry about my podcasts being too long, because I think that most people don't want to listen to something that's 1 hour long. These days, people are very busy. They want to listen to things that are only short, say 15 minutes or 10 minutes or something. So I'm worried that if I do lots of work and prepare a really good explanation of passive verb forms with lots of good examples, that actually most people won't listen to it, because they won't listen to the whole podcast. They'll just listen to the first 10 minutes. Obviously, all the clever, brilliant and attractive people listen to the whole podcast. So if you're one of those people, if you listen to the podcast from start to finish, or if you listen to the podcast more than once, for example, if you listen to each episode twice or three times, which is very good for your English, of course, then you're just some sort of excellent, special, magnificent and extremely attractive person. Okay, so you can feel very good about yourself for listening to the whole podcast and getting this special message just from me. Thank you for listening for 46 minutes. I love you for that, okay? And yeah, well done. You're brilliant, basically. Anyway, what was I saying? Passive verb forms. So, because I'm going to work quite hard to produce a good explanation of passive verb forms, I don't want... So Dave has actually some interesting comments to make, but everyone else, like Andy and Neil and Jim, didn't really give me any information, but I think it's quite funny. So I'm going to play you those interviews now, and I will explain some things that they said as well for you. Okay, so we're going to start with Andy. Here he is.
So I'm gonna ask some of my friends about the whole Michael Jackson thing now. Andy,
hello.
Where were you when you heard that Michael Jackson had died?
I was at home.
Right, and how did you find out?
On a website, on the Guardian website.
Right. What time did you discover the bad news?
In the morning, right. 9 o'clock ish.
And so what did you do when you realised the truth of the situation?
Well, I realised the truth quite quickly that he had died, so that was not much of an issue. Then I just looked at some of the news.
Okay, what did you cry at all?
No.
Right, okay, thanks, Andy.
Okay, I think Andy didn't really want to be interviewed, did he? But still quite funny just listening to him not giving me very much information. He said a couple of things there that I'd like to explain. He said that he found out about Michael Jackson's death on a website, on the Guardian website. The Guardian is a newspaper in England, and they have a very popular website, www.guardian.co.uk. It's a good website. He said that I said, what time did you find out? And he said, 9 o'clock-ish. 9 o'clock-ish. Now, ish is quite a useful little word. We use it usually on the end of other words. For example, if you're describing the colour of something, but you don't want to be too specific, you can say, what colour is that? Well, it's a kind of brownish red or a reddish brown. Okay, so ish, it means kind of or sort of or something like that. But you can also use it with time. So if you don't mean exactly 9 o'clock, but somewhere around 9 o'clock, you can say 9 o'clock-ish, 9 o'clock-ish. Yeah? And in fact, people have started to use ish as a word. It's not really a word, it's more just it's part of a word, it's an ending or a suffix, right? But people now are using ish as an individual word, and it means kind of or a bit, right? A little bit. So, for example, you could say, did you enjoy the movie? And someone would say, well, ish, right? Which means it was good-ish, or I enjoyed it-ish, right? So it's kind of slang or informal use of the suffix ish, but quite good fun. I personally like using the word ish. I think it's good fun. I said to Andy, so how did you feel, or when did you realize that he died? And he said, well, I realized immediately, and so that was not much of an issue. It wasn't much of an issue. It just means it wasn't very important, or it wasn't a big problem. So basically Andy's being very casual about it and being cool and saying, well, yeah, I found out on the Guardian website, and it wasn't very important, really. Yeah, so it actually kind of surprising. Most of the people I've interviewed were not very shocked about Michael Jackson's death. They're all a little bit too calm and casual about it, unlike many people around the world who are just going completely insane and crying and stuff like that. I was a bit shocked, personally, that when he died. You know, it's always a bit sad when, you know, someone like that, someone who's so famous, someone you've known throughout your life, has just died, and it's strange to think that they're not here anymore. Yeah, I hope he's resting in peace. So anyway, after I spoke to Andy, excuse me, I spoke to Neil, and Neil had even less information for me. So let's hear what Neil had to say.
Neil. Neil, what thoughts ran through your head in this sort of the hours after you realised that Michael Jackson had passed away?
I'm going on holiday.
Okay, but didn't you sort of feel any emotions at the time?
I was in quite a big hurry.
Emotion's not a hurry.
Hurry isn't technically an emotion, Neil, so talk about your feelings, okay? Don't worry, don't be shy. What happened on that fateful morning?
I went on holiday.
Okay, right, you can see that I'm getting a lot of information here.
He's a funny guy. Neil's a funny guy, huh? Yeah. He is being funny there. I went on holiday. Yeah, very clever, Neil. Really funny. Thanks. Thanks a lot for that. Brilliant. If you want to read a lot of things to say about him, and I'll explain some of these things after you finish listening. So here is Dave.
Dave will tell me lots of things. Tell me about Michael Jackson.
Well, he was a large part of my life for many years. Certainly towards the latter part of the 20th century, uh-huh. His music, in my opinion, became less and less of the kind of thing that I'd like to listen to.
Right, so you like his early stuff rather than his later stuff.
You know, that's not that outrageous. I think most people felt similarly about him. The day he died, I was awake in bed. It was around 4:30 in the morning when I found out, and the BBC News started to do blanket coverage. That means That means they were doing it all the time.
So they weren't reporting any other news, it was just Michael Jackson?
Absolutely, yes.
Blanket coverage, like a blanket over your bed. So bizarrely, you were in bed when
with
the BBC...
over me.
And then the BBC started doing blanket coverage.
Okay. Of Michael Jackson's death, yeah. I texted a friend of mine who takes particular interest in this, but he'd already found out of three other people that Michael Jackson, that the Jackson 5 were now the Jackson 4.
Right.
okay.
I certainly wasn't upset. I think, you know, man dies isn't necessarily news.
Right. You know, if it's Michael Jackson, it's news, isn't it?
That's arguable. You know, that's contentious.
Right.
I'd say that's...
I'll explain what contentious means later.
But, yeah, I mean, it's upsetting for family members, but yeah. from a personal perspective, it's not something that I'd necessarily consider to be newsworthy.
Right. Can you sum up the whole thing in a word, perhaps?
Overblown.
How about a sound? Right, thank you very much. I don't think I'll use that. No, but that was very... David's comments were a lot more interesting than everyone else's. Liz, do you have anything to say on the subject? No? Okay, she wants to go back to sleep, I think. Right, everyone wants to go home. That's it. That was slightly underwhelming.
Okay, there you can see Dave, a much more articulate person than my other friends, and the sort of person that I should have interviewed at the beginning. Anyway, let's see. So some of the things that Dave said. Well, he started by saying something about... he was talking about the latter part of the 20th century. Well, the latter part means the it's like saying the later part or the second half or the near the end of the 20th century, basically, the latter part. Latter here means last or later, second part. Okay? And he exaggerated, overblown. So people have made it much bigger than, or much more important than it really is. He's talking about the media. They've hyped it up. They've made it into a much bigger event than it actually is. Actually, you know, someone dying doesn't really change our lives. Now, you might disagree with that. I think Dave is being a little bit controversial there. Many, many people disagree with him. Lots and lots of people are very upset about it. People, for example, like the Koreans, if you hear what Don Jin said... in Korea, they're probably a little bit more upset about it. But perhaps it's an English thing. We don't like to say that we're very, very emotional after a celebrity has died. Unless it's someone like Princess Diana, of course. But anyway. Right. Let's hear a couple of comments from Jim. That's Dave's younger brother. So here's Jim talking about Michael Jackson. And Jim's pretty funny because, well... he doesn't give me very much information either. A bit like Neil. Here he is.
How did you feel when Michael Jackson died, Jim?
Nothing.
No change of emotions at all?
No. It happens to everyone eventually.
It does, yeah. Very philosophical. Generally, what did you think of Michael Jackson?
He had a hard life.
Yeah. Mm. What about all that money? That was quite nice for him.
Yeah, but he was pushed into celebrityism.
Celebrityism. I'll explain what that means.
Okay, I'll explain what celebrityism means later. It's good. It's a good word, but I expect that all the listeners won't understand what that means. But that's fine. He was pushed in. What do you think of his music?
Yeah, it's wicked.
Okay. What about his face?
That was a shame. He could have had a bit of work.
Yeah.
Dude.
Okay. He had a bit too much work done, didn't he? Yeah, okay. Well, thanks for... Any other comments about him?
No.
Okay.
Right, so that was Jim, and I like that interview very much. I think that Jim's pretty funny. That's on obviously after a very late night the night before. And he probably wasn't in the best mood for being interviewed, but nevertheless, he said some interesting and slightly... funny things. Jim said that Michael Jackson was pushed into celebrityism. Now, that means that basically he's talking about how his father, Michael Jackson's father, pushed Michael Jackson into becoming famous, right?
But Jim said something funny, which was celebrityism. Now, celebrityism isn't a word. What he's trying to do is make a noun out of it. But the word, I guess, is just celebrity. He was pushed into celebrity, or pushed into becoming a celebrity. We use the word, well, we use the suffix ism with some words when you make them nouns, like racism or I can't think of any others. Activism, perhaps. He also said that when I said, "What do you think of his face?" and Jim said, "That was a shame," right? Which is like saying that was a pity, or that was a something to be sad about. Which is true, I guess, because his face was, well, it was a mess, really, wasn't it? It was a shame that it happened like that. And so, yeah, that's what Jim said. And finally, I spoke to Lizzie. And Liz said a few more slightly informative and detailed comments. So here she is.
Thanks, Liz. Liz, come on. What did you think of Michael Jackson?
I found him quite a bizarre character. I did like his 90s music, and I always will. Dirty Diana and Man in the Mirror being my two particular favourites.
What about the sort of news reports about him? You know, the negative reports. Where do you stand on that?
I think child molestation. Is a very serious accusation.
Okay, yes, it is. It's very serious. I don't know why we're all laughing.
And the very fact that that had so much evidence around it does make me question in some depth Michael Jackson and his character.
Right. So he might have actually done it?
Potentially. There is always that case if you take something to trial, is it not?
Yeah, it's the possibility that it will be proven that he did do it, yeah. Okay, thanks for your comments.
No problem.
Jolly good.
Okay, so that was Liz, and she said Michael Jackson's quite a bizarre person. So I've mentioned bizarre. It means weird, strange, odd. And she said child molestation is a very serious accusation. So child molestation is another word for, well, sexual abuse on children. And it's right, it is a very serious accusation. An accusation, that's when somebody accuses someone of doing something. In this case, the parents of some children accused Michael Jackson of sexually abusing the children. So there was an accusation of child molestation or of sexual abuse. So that is the end of this very, very long podcast about Michael Jackson. I hope you enjoyed listening to it. And don't forget, you can email me your comments about Michael Jackson. And if you like, you can record yourself making a comment and send me the MP3. And I can play it on the podcast as long as there's no swearing or rude or disgusting language on it. I mean, I will listen to it and enjoy it, but as long as it's not completely offensive, I will probably put it on the podcast. And then literally hundreds of people around the world will be able to listen to you. So that's the end. Don't forget, you can go to the website teacherluke.podomatic.com, and there you can read transcripts and you can see little video clips that I will put up of Michael Jackson, and maybe some photos of his face and his children or something like that. That's it. Hope you enjoyed it. Don't forget, keep in touch, listen to my other podcasts, spread the word about Luke's English podcast, tell your friends about it. And send me £1 million if you're a rich Russian businessman. Okay, that's the end. Cheers. Bye, 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 bye. Thanks for listening to Luke's English podcast. Don't forget to email me at luketeacher@hotmail.com.